All right, guys, I told you that I was going to have a very special guest on the show today. She's an author. She's written like 7 books. All she does is write. You've seen her all over the place. You've seen her on CBS Early Show, Better TV, HGTV, CNN, just all over, numerous radio programs. And I'm lucky to have her on the show today. She's the best-selling author of The 1 Minute Organizer, Plain and Simple. And she's here to talk to us a little bit about clutter and finding some happiness. We have Donna Smullen on the line. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, JJ.
Well, I'm really excited about this new book, Clear the Clutter, Find Happiness. I am a mother. We have a lot of moms and single moms that check out the show. I hear that you have some really great tips for decluttering and refreshing your house and your life.
If you want some tips for kids, one of the best things you can do is really set a good example.
Yeah.
That's what my parents did for me. And so I grew up thinking that's how everybody was and, you know, was pretty surprised to find out that wasn't the case.
Right.
But also remember, too, you know, we say to our kids, we say, go clean up your room. You know what? They have no idea what we're talking about. They don't know what they're really supposed to do.
Yeah.
You have to teach them what it is that you mean by clean up your room. It doesn't mean hide everything under the bed.
Yes. And that's what I see my daughter do all the time.
Yeah. So, you know, get them in on the process. Ask them, you know, questions about, ask them what are some of their favorite things. What are their favorite clothes? What are their favorite toys? And so then talk about finding homes for them. That's something that kids can kind of understand, that they realize that's an important thing, like emotionally, for their favorite things to have a home.
Yeah.
And so that's what you want to be thinking about and talking to them about, is having a home. And, of course, you know, get them involved in the decisions. And I have, you know, there was a little girl's room that I organized one time, and there were clothes everywhere, all over the dresser. And anyway, we fixed her room all up, and we just made it just be a nice little space and, you know, made her bed and everything. And she came home from school. She was 4 years old, and she was so excited to see her new room. And we didn't change anything. We didn't, like, put new anything.
Wow.
We didn't add anything. We just cleaned it up for her. And her mom told me that she then took over the cleanup. When she saw what it was really like and how neat it was, she really wanted to keep it that way.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. One of the things that you mentioned in your book is scheduling time to play dress up. What is that about?
Women always love what they buy, but then they hate 2/3 of what's in their closet.
That sounds like me.
Yeah. So what's up with that? So a good thing to do is go play dress up in your closet and maybe invite a friend over, and then you can do the same for her. And so she's there to help you decide what looks really fabulous on you. And you're going to try everything on, and you're going to just really make a decision about how does this make me feel. And if you don't feel like you look great and you'd be happy to walk out the door wearing that, then don't keep it. Because, first of all, you're not going to wear it anyway. You're going to put it on and decide, no, I'm not going to wear this. And you're just going to keep doing that, wasting your time, and you have all this space in your closet taken up with clothes you're not wearing.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so that's what I mean by playing dress up.
We don't want to talk about everything in the book because, of course, we want people to go out and buy the book. But there was one last thing that I wanted to touch on that I saw in your book, and it's remember that the more important things in life are not things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is for sure. We get really attached to our things. The truth of the matter is that when we acquire things, the more things we acquire, the more things that we have to take care of and we have to worry about and think about and find places to store and clean around. And what I find is that the less you have, then the more time and space you have for the things that are really important to you. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, taking a vow of poverty and not having anything, but I live in a very, very small space, and I have everything that I want and need in my space, and I'm truly happy in it.
Oh, that is so awesome. You know, I love sharing, you know, some organizing tips with my fellow moms. I believe I am self-diagnosing myself with OCD, okay? Because I can't do clutter. I can't, like, and people always come to my house and they're like, your house is just so simple. And I'm like, yeah, because I can't do clutter. Like, I just can't see stuff all over the place. You know, I'm very simple, and it helps to make my life pretty simple, and it gives me less things to clean.
So. Yes, it's true. I know. I never started a collection of anything because I always was afraid if I did, everybody would start giving me those things.
Oh, yeah. And then it would just become massive.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I quietly collected what I liked, but without telling anybody.
That is too funny. Well, we want to thank you so much, Donna, for being a part of the show today. People can purchase your book where?
You can go to your local bookstore, purchase it online, and also encourage people to come to my website on clutter.com to... sign up for weekly blog tips.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Clear the clutter, find happiness. That's what we would like to do for 2015, people. Let's get it started. Thank you so much, Donna, and have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too, JJ.